Welcome to the daily VFN radio highlights at VFNTV.com. Enjoy. You think about it that you know, some people just want to be told what to do. And believe it or not, people really feel like, you know, they want to operate under the slave mentality. Just tell me what to do.
Right. I don't want to think.
I don't want to think. You know, that's why 3% of America leads the other 97%. Right. Because people aren't willing to jump into the American dream and say, you know what, I can start a business, I can lead it. Because you got to be self-driven. You got to get yourself out of bed. You got to seek vision, and you got to pray over your business and your employees, and you got to sweat the payroll, and you got to get the clients, and you got to do all that. And somebody says, I'll just show up. Tell me what to do. Okay, be here at 9 o'clock.
I'll put in my hours.
And so then they complain about their boss. They go, oh, he's telling me what to do. Well, somebody had to, because you wouldn't tell yourself what to do. I mean, you could have told yourself, you know, this is right. And I'm telling you what, if you want to, I mean, this is a secret to promotion. This is very good. Listen up. If you want to be promoted at your business, it's not complicated. Yeah, listen to me. I got the secret. It's not like some class you take. This is the secret. Do what your boss asks you to do. I know. That's really? Something. And do it with all of your heart.
That's right.
And when you're finished doing what he or she asks you to do with a great attitude, with a loyalty to the company, as long as it doesn't demand a loyalty over God.
That's right.
The loyalty to the company, because God's going to bless the work of your hands. He blessed Egypt because Joseph was there. Come on. And I'm going to tell you, as a former business owner and a leader, there's nothing more beautiful. I mean, even Jesus says, if you love me, obey me, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And then he says in Ephesians 6, he said, listen, when your boss, or your master, actually, what he says, but listen, let's don't say master, let's just say boss, he's paying you. She's paying you money to show up. Do your job. Right. Show up a little bit early. Don't walk in the door. Don't stand around the time clock waiting to click out. You know, you'll be the first one to go when things get cut back, and they're going to be cut back.
Oh, yes.
You know, but if they see that you're loyal to the concept, you know the vision of the company, if you're going to go for a job interview, don't just show up and say, well, this is what I'm seeking. I'm seeking money and benefits, you know. You know, go up and just say, you know, I love Brett, you know, Brett up in Denver. He asked his employer, he said, what can I do? I know that I'm not going to come on to a certain point, but what do I need to do to be able to be where I need to be the day that I show up? And he's blown away, you know.
Wow.
But that's just a common sense answer. If you're a leader, you know, hey, if I'm going to work here, I want to know the vision of the company.
Mm-hmm. Right.
I want to know who the leaders are. I want to know, you know, our past earnings and how I can actually add to the bottom line. This is what your employer wants. You can either move more widgets, whatever that is, if it's actually helping them sell something or helping them provide a service, or you can help those who are providing a service or moving widgets. Anything else, you really don't belong there. And so think about how you can make that business go further. You know, pray about ideas and divine concepts. Say thank you for what's being done at your workplace. Mm-hmm. Don't feel, even though a worker is worthy of his wages, understand that they're still giving you an opportunity to work there. As Christians, Ephesians 6 tells us exactly, you know, how we should be. That that's why you need to find out where you're going to. In America right now, we can actually choose where we're going to work. So we can't say, well, you know, they demanded disloyalty to me, but it is my job. And that's what America's done.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they had more loyalty to really the paycheck than the job.
Right.
But we can say this, you know, that once we do a research on the company and we feel comfortable about where the direction of the company's going and we still have a peace in our heart, then we can just say, that's the job that I want and I'm going to go for it. I'm going to be a good employee. Mm-hmm. You know, my employer is going to know that I'm there, not in his own eyes, but in the eyes of the Lord are the reason why I'm doing it.
Right.
Because I want this company to prosper. Mm-hmm. First of all, it's how you get paid. You know, if the company maketh money, you getteth money. If the company doesn't maketh money, you're not going to be there. I mean, if they really like you. I remember one guy came to my office. Remember, he came to my office. And I'm going to talk about Zipper before you go. We got to finish that conversation about the Zipper, okay?
Zipper?
But, the fair ride. And so... He comes to my office, and I'm sweating payroll because I'm working on, you know, have net 30 and net 90 when companies pay you. And I finally got this big government contract. It was like net whenever we want to, you know. And so, and that was during an administration. They moved all the payment area to one place in California. It was just like you call up, and you're going to call up and explain to them why you're not going to get paid or whatever. And they go, this is, you get a voicemail that says, we're very busy. Thank you for calling the government dispersing office. We will try to return your call in the next 60 days.
Oh my goodness.
Anyway, so obviously if your employer is not getting paid for the work, then you're going to have to hold on. You may even have to hold on for a while and remain loyal because you're loyal, not because just getting paid.
Right.
And I had to wait for the money to come in to be able to make payroll into those different things. And so I'm explaining that to my employees, and one of my employees said, I'm here for the money. That's the only reason I'm here, you know, because I was carrying him as a burden on my heart. You know, I wanted to make sure him and his family was taken care of.
Right.
You know, I just had this feeling of loyalty towards those that were loyal to me and the company. And at that one moment, that one statement released me from all the pressures I felt towards him. I didn't feel angry or nothing. I just thought, like, oh, thank you so much. You'll be the first one to go.
Yeah.
Not because I wanted to, but I was like, oh, okay, I thought you were here because you cared about the company and the employees and that you wanted to make us successful. And, and in turn, you get, you know, but I see, you know. And he got a transition package eventually and got a chance to prove his worth at another company. But prior to that, I was carrying him on my heart. I wanted to make sure. I mean, if you're a business owner, you know, the last person to get paid quite often is you.
That's right.
You know, and when you do get paid, they complain. But then you have to go back and look. See the last 10 years? get paid. You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio program. Don't forget to share them with your friends. Find more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with the mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com.